You're not going to get to ba boo ba boo ba ba with me on Monday.
Wendy, on Monday, I will not be here.
Okay, well, good luck to you.
And I'm being replaced by Anderson Cooper.
I'm not coming in then.
You don't like Anderson Cooper?
He's all right. I don't want to work with him.
I think you're going to hit it off with Anderson Cooper. He's good at what he does. Got the frosted hair.
No.
Looks like it was snowing on Anderson Cooper. It was snowing on all of us, but it looks like it was snowing on Anderson Cooper.
It was cold. Listen, I have a feeling that we're going to have a terrible winter.
Because why?
Because it came cold.
Is this from Poor Wendy's Almanac? It's a new book that Wendy just put out where she predicts the weather sometimes accurately, sometimes not. But no one's batting 1,000.
I am telling you, I don't remember the polar vortex last year. I really don't.
How did you block that out?
Well, because you move past it. I mean, you know, when it was brought up to me, it's like, oh, yeah, that was the year it was cold. But, I mean, I really have no major recollection. I was cold. I'm cold every year in the winter.
Yep.
But I wish we could have a scientist on because
they won't return our phone calls. Jasmine has called hundreds of scientists. Not one of them will come on with us.
Somebody posted something on Facebook last night that annoyed me, and I honestly can't get it out of my mind.
What is it?
When your grandkids are old enough to remember this particular Halloween, something about global warming. Like, okay, global warming, then why did we get snow? Yeah. Could you explain to people that global warming or environmental change, what do they call it now?
I think they're now called flight attendants.
Climate change.
Climate change, right.
It's because the polar ice caps are melting, and it causes weather to go off the deep end.
Yes.
In extreme ways.
Yes.
It doesn't mean global warming, everything's going to turn into 70 degrees and sunny.
Right. Right. Jasmine, can we please have a scientist on, please?
I just am so frustrated.
Or could it just be Beaker from The Muppet Show? Could we talk to him for a few minutes?
A beaker of hope?
A beaker of hope, yes. That would be delightful. That would be great.
But it just frustrates me.
I know, it's
and
all
right.
And
there are people that I know and like.
Yeah.
And I want to comment, and it's like, I refuse to do anything political.
Don't get suckered in.
I'm not doing it.
I know.
But I do delete stuff.
Yeah. That's the sweetest revenge you can have.
That is a great feeling.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm taking it off.
I've only in the years I've been on Facebook, and I have to confess, I'm rarely on it. I don't know. It was quite a novelty for a while.
It was cool, just like AOL chat rooms were too.
Right. So when you delete somebody from your friends list, is there some notification that they have, or would they have to check their roster of friends to realize, hey, I used to be friends with Wendy, now I'm not, I wonder what happened?
Here's how they could figure it out. First of all, if it's somebody you worry about, like unfriending, like a relative, you can just unfollow them. It's like Facebook changed a little bit where you could add them as a friend, or you could follow their feed. Kind of subscribe to them. So if you click, you know, the follow button, it'll then say unfollow, and then their status will not show up in your feed to see. So it could be out there and you can still be friends with them, but you don't have to be annoyed by that.
All right. Okay.
I have a relative that I have unfollowed, Jim has unfriended, and I said, put them back. And he goes, I can't now, because now if I send them a friend request.
Right. They'll know they were dropped at some point. Is this somebody you're going to see anytime soon? Are you going to see this person?
I see them several times a year.
And it's never come up that there's some friction online?
Not yet, but I'm waiting for the day.
It's going to fall.
Around the holidays is when I see this person.
Yep.
And I'll be anxious to see how that happens.
Would you agree with me that this upcoming holiday season, your Thanksgiving through the more traditional holidays of, you know, Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Ramadan in December, would you agree with me that this is going to be the testiest year in the history of the planet in terms of conversation amongst friends and relatives?
Yes.
I am scared for what's going to happen during those times?
I am going to, we talked about this last year because I host Thanksgiving every year, and people have thought of putting the no sign with politics.
Yeah.
I thought it would be cute if you have a wreath to, you know, make a no sign out of that wreath and put politics, because then it's like, welcome to our front door, here's a wreath, but no politics for you.
That's beautiful.
I really want to, you know what, it's never, every year it's not been a problem, but you're right.
This year it's at a boiling point.
Oh my God, the world is so completely divided,
right.
Almost 50-50 about whether or not to impeach Donald Trump. It's 49-47.
So odds are, if you're in a family gathering for the holidays, somebody's going to bring it up, probably, right? Because it's such a big story.
Then I'll kick them out.
They will be kicked out. You should set up a penalty box. I know you're a Blackhawks fan. Set up a Blackhawks-themed penalty box, and if somebody brings it up, they get 2 minutes in the penalty box to think about what they've done. You get a power play.
I just... You can't win someone over when you talk about religion,
politics, or snack food. People have their minds made up about all those three.
I would like to open up the phone lines, 312-235-2525, because I feel music falls into that category, too.
No, but you can... But music, you can have an honest discussion where nobody wants to punch the person they're talking to.
Right, but
you can talk about music, and then at the end you go, okay, you like that kind of music, I like this kind of music, life goes on.
That's how it used to be.
It's
now,
changed.
If you don't like, you know, Elvis Presley,
yeah,
which you don't, somebody might come up in, some Elvis impersonator might come up and punch you now.
They would hit me with their peanut butter and banana sandwich over and over and over
just
again.
Slap, yeah. Whack,
right.
Flop.
And I'd have to say, thank you very much. After every time I got hit, I would have to say that so that it didn't escalate. I have been to, in the last couple of years, I've only been to one gathering where they did that, where they put up a sign that said, no political discussion beyond this point. And I laughed at it, but I have to be honest, even though I thought it was idiotic, it made for a better evening. It really did. And I went in like, oh, come on. That sign's not going to hold anybody back. If somebody has an opinion one way or the other, it's going to come up. It's going to be debated. There's going to be some talk. And I only remember one instance where somebody said something that was just on the border of being political, and the hostess of the party said, ah, you saw the sign. And that was the end of it.
See, that's why everyone needs an animal bingo like we do. Because then you're busy, you know?
Sure.
I make pomegranate mimosas when people arrive, and I have usually like some fontanella cheese and pepperoni, some Italian type things for
yes,
an appetizer. So if people are eating and drinking and enjoying themselves,
yep,
maybe they're busy.
Keep yes,
their mouths full. That's
yes,
what my motto is.
It's a smart move.
Then we sit down and we eat. Then it's time for animal bingo. Then it's time for pie. Then it's like, okay, gotta go.
Yep.
Got to keep people occupied.
That's it. Fill the dance card.
Also, I want you to remember to fall back Saturday night into Sunday morning.
On the ice, on the sidewalk, you mean?
No, why would I tell you
on
to do
clock?
That?
On the clock? I don't know. You have a weird sense of humor, Wendy, that I'm not comfortable with.
Turn your clocks back. It's daylight saving time. And I just want you to know that it affects your sleep and your overall health. Time changes mess with sleep schedules to begin with, and people
yes,
have trouble sleeping. I took Sudafed the other night because when Kim Gordon got sick, I felt like I was coming down with something, and I didn't want to have to blame her for getting me sick.
Right.
So I took a Sudafed and tried to go to sleep, and I was up every hour, almost on the hour, and that is the most frustrating thing in the world, like 107, 207,
you just stare at the clock. You
yeah,
just
but,
stare at it.
But I do fall asleep, and then I wake up at like the same time. So we already have 1 in 3 U.S. adults sleep less than the recommended 7-plus hours a night. More than half of U.S. teens don't get the recommended 8-plus hours. And now this is going to mess things up with the... Even
sure,
though you're getting an extra hour, it still screws up your circadian rhythms.
Mm-hmm. Or any insect in your house, really. But this one's the easier one to handle than the other one, because this time you're getting an extra hour instead of losing an hour. So this one, if you have to adapt, this one's the easier of the two, right?
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes. And there also could be heart problems, and I don't want to scare anybody, but it's been shown that blood tends to clot more quickly in the morning. So these changes underlie evidence that heart attacks are more common in general in the morning, mm-hmm. and may explain studies showing that rates increase slightly on Mondays after clocks are moved forward in the spring when people rise an hour earlier. So you're right.
Yeah.
The fact that we're going back and getting an extra hour might be helpful.
Right. They may want to reschedule the Bears game for Sunday. Because if people are prone to heart attacks, that's not the best time to show a Bears game. Let's play that on Tuesday or Wednesday this week, just to be safe.
I thought maybe you were opting of not televising it at all.
That would actually be a safer play. That's the way to play it.
Eagles just this week?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm hopeful. That's all. I got to do it for Jarrett Payton.
Yep. Do it for the kids. Wendy, I have more celebrity fears, if you're in the mood for them.
Are there any other than Kardashians?
There are more Kardashian ones. It seems like they're afraid of everything, and they shouldn't be afraid of anything because they've had a pretty easy ride so far. Did you know that Danielle Jonas... Let's think about what I've said so far.
All right, what is...
Danielle Jonas is married to one or possibly all of the Jonas Brothers. I can't remember which one. She might be married to two or three of them. Very pretty girl. I don't know what she's done in the past, except marry one or all of the Jonas Brothers. She is afraid of balloons.
Can you tell us about people we care about?
No. That list is only people no one cares about. That should be their fear, is that somebody stops caring about them. Yeah. If I'm Danielle Jonas, that's my fear. I go, I used to be afraid of balloons, but now I'm afraid people will stop caring about me.
One of the Jonases married Deepak Chopra's daughter, right? Jasmine, do you know this?
No.
Hmm.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
Sometimes it shocks me that Jasmine and Bill are on the same page of the things you care
Jasmine
about.
Jasmine and I have the same interests, Wendy, and you're jealous. You're obviously jealous of Jasmine and my friendship, but we have a lot of the same dislikes. We went to the 2 Chainz concert the other day. I saw Jasmine at the 2 Chainz concert. We had
a great
time.
Oh, man.
Daniel Jonas says, and I quote, "I know it's crazy, but balloons scare the crap out of me."
Again, who is this person?
She's married to Kevin Jonas, one of the top Jonas Brothers of all time.
She's the founder of a jewelry company called Moments.
Moments by Jonas. The wife of Kevin Jonas revealed...
You're a marketing genius. Do you know that?
Thank you for recognizing
God,
that.
God, help us
I'm going to get my business cards printed up again. The wife of Kevin Jonas revealed on Married to Jonas, which is apparently a thing. Did you know a show existed called Married to Jonas?
No.
While preparing for a family party that boasted a balloon arch, she said, "It's the movement of the balloons and I'm hitting things. It just feels like it's out of control." She's not aware of the way balloons operate? What if I did that thing where I took a balloon and I rubbed it on my pants and then put it on a wall? She would think I was like a savior of some sort.
Yes.
How did that man do that with the balloons? That was amazing.
Nick is married to Priyanka Chopra. And
yes.
I mean, I think that's Deepak Chopra's daughter.
Oh, is it?
I'm pretty positive.
Yeah.
And the other Jonas is married to Sophie Turner.
Yes.
So this is the less famous of the three wives. Of the Jonas Brothers?
I would say of the three Jonas wives. And there's a fourth Jonas Brother that they refer to as Bonus Jonas, which is the best thing the Jonas Brothers have ever done. In my opinion, just the mere fact that one of them or all of them said, "Let's call him the Bonus Jonas." That's the best thing they've ever put out.
You're kidding, right?
I'm not kidding.
Okay, because I thought you came up with that and then I was going to reinstate your marketing genius.
When the Jonas Brothers were a band, a boy band thing, and then they stopped and now they're back again, there was another brother who was kind of on the fringe. He was like Zeppo.
Frankie Bonus Jonas. Yeah, he's referred to as the Bonus Jonas.
Again, that
how do you know this?
Jasmine, do I even have to?
I don't even know.
I can't. No.
You are the modern day Rona Barrett, as I've told you, and
you
have the same haircut.
Which
is not a slam to
that's
you.
That's not an accident.
That's a slam to her.
If I'm going to be the new Rona Barrett, I'm going to dress the part.
Do you know how old Bonus Jonas is?
Bonus Jonas is 25?
19.
Or 19, I mean?
Frankie Jonas.
Yeah.
I never heard Bonus Jonas. Does he have his own thing going?
I think all you need to do is say who you are, and that, what else do you need?
But I'd go see him.
You think he's a clonus of the other Jonas?
That was good, Bill. Now, that was good.
You're going to be working a Lonus pretty soon.
What if Honus Wagner, Wendy? What if baseball great Honus Wagner married one of the Jonases? First of all, shocking, because he's been dead for years and years. But he would be Honus Jonas.
Oh, my God.
Did you know the bonus hour has been canceled? Did you just read this in Feeder? I just read that they canceled it. This is a crazy one, Wendy. Do you know what Liam Payne is afraid of?
Who is this? I almost literally said the F word right there.
You know what? It would have been warranted. This is the one time the FCC would have listened to a tape of the show and they go, yeah, I could see where
What's
Wendy used
name?
The F word. Liam Payne. You don't know who that is from One Direction?
Oh, all right, whatever.
Come on.
Again, who
really?
Cares?
This is so upsetting. Liam Payne of One Direction is afraid of spoons, but not spooning. Isn't that ironic? You'd think a guy who is that afraid of spoons would say no to spooning. Loves to spoon.
What is that thing from Zoom that I can't...
Come on and spoon, spoon, spoon a spoon.
Oh, no!
Spoon a spoon a spoon a spoon.
Fanny Dooley.
Fanny
That's
Dooley.
What I was thinking
He's
of.
The modern day Fanny Dooley.
He's an English singer and songwriter.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
from One Direction. Yeah. He says, this is Liam Payne's words, I'm just the messenger. It is a bit weird. When I was a kid, I was a bit naughty at school. And when you were naughty, they made you do the washing up. I had to wash all those nasty spoons, and then it just stuck with me after. I don't know what people are doing with their spoons, and I don't want to know.
I don't care. I don't want to know any of this stuff.
But let's say you were somewhere and you were introduced to Liam Payne and you didn't know he was in One Direction and you got to talking to him, as you're apt to do, and he said, uh-oh, be careful. Is that a spoon? Because you're eating spumoni. And he sees your spoon and he's like, uh-oh, is that a spoon? I can't even look at it. He shields his eyes. Wouldn't you be a little curious?
I guess.
You would be.
Did you ever play the card game Spoons?
No.
It was really fun. You just sit in a group around a table, and you pass cards around, and when you get four of a kind, it's like musical chairs in a sense, because there is one less spoon for all the people sitting around, and when you get four of a kind, you just fake pass along a card, and you very slowly try to grab the spoon off the table and put it between your legs or in your pocket or whatever, and then the last person... to be without a spoon loses that round, and you keep going till it's...
Oh, wow.
And you're thinking, how would somebody not notice that a spoon was taken?
Right.
But sometimes...
So much is going on.
You get so into shoot, I almost swore again right there.
Be warranted again.
I have 3/8. I need another one. Come on, let's go. And you kind of lose track of looking. It's kind of fun.
Well, don't even suggest to Liam Payne that you're playing spoons, because he will not take kindly to that. Here's one that I'm going to skip because it has the name Jenner attached. No more Kardashians or Jenners.
At least
during this
I know
segment.
Who they are.
Scarlett Johansson, Wendy, is a scared of birds. She's a scared of birds. Something about wings and beaks and all that flapping, the actress told Vulture magazine in 2011. See, I'm glad it says the 2011 part, because I like to think that Scarlett Johansson is now over that fear of birds.
Colin Jost helped her get over
Maybe that's what made them fall in love. He was the one guy who said, we're going to get to the bottom of this aviary fear of yours, and I'll make life better for you. She said, I am terrified of them. Birds, I say in brackets. This still hasn't gone away, she said in 2011, knowing that we'd be reading it in 2019. I was terrified of peacocks on the set of my movie We Bought a Zoo. Like she said, like, don't get too close to me. They are like mean.
They are
she
mean.
Says. Peacocks are
mean?
Yeah,
I worked at Brookfield Zoo and they were mean.
Why? What's in it for them to be mean?
Because everybody's trying to step on their tail and get a tail feather.
I guess. But don't they know they're the symbol of a network? They've got their whole lives are ahead of them.
I love those new NBC promos with the real peacock that's there. It's pretty funny.
Yep. Scarlett Johansson can't even watch that. She screams in terror if that comes on her TV when she's watching. All right. The ailing Kim will be with us in just a little bit.
And people are saying, who gives a crap about any of this? What's that movie actor you were going to shock us with?
Oh, I can tell you that later. Do you want me to tell you that?
Yeah, I texted that in, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, Kim Gordon, the ailing Kim Gordon, right after this. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Thank you, Kim. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. And again, this text. Bill, what about the horror movie with the actor that would shock us? That's What's Hot and What's Cold. That's actually What's Hot. Sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men.
When I got home from work yesterday, one of the movie channels, and I'm not positive which one it was, because I got home and I'm just flipping around. I was having lunch and I'm flipping around trying to find something, and I wanted something that was scary because it's Halloween, and yell it to yourself.
Hocus Pocus is as far as I go.
That's pretty scary. Did you ever see Hocus Pocus? That's Bette Midler, Sarah Michelle.
Oh, it's a great
not Sarah
movie.
Michelle Gellar.
Sarah Jessica Parker,
Michelle Gellar.
I never saw
Who's the third one? Kathy Najimy?
I don't remember.
Is she the third actress in there? The third witch in there?
Sounds like a hoot.
I thought it was a horrible movie, but it's got this incredible fan base. People are very loyal to that movie. So I'm searching. I want to see something scary. It's the middle of the afternoon. How scary is it going to be? But I just want to see something. And one of the movie channels has decided to run all of the Halloween movies back to back to back to back to back to back.
Cool.
Right? Which one did you get in on?
I came in at the end of Halloween 4, subtitled We've Made Too Many Halloween Movies.
Yeah.
Because the first one was excellent.
It really was good.
The
and
second
scary.
One was okay. It wasn't anywhere near as good as the first one. The third one, they just called it Halloween, but it had nothing to do with any of the characters from the Halloween movies. It was called Halloween 3 Seasons of the Witch, and it was a whole separate story. It had nothing to do with Michael Myers or Laurie Strode or anybody. Donald Pleasance wasn't in it. There was nothing having to do with anything. I just think that they had made a horror movie, and then they're like, well, this Halloween franchise is really doing good, so just throw the title on this one and see what happens. It did well at the box office. It's an okay movie at best.
Did you see the Halloween Electric Boogaloo?
Halloween 2 Electric Boogaloo with Boogaloo Shemp?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that one. That's the best of the rapping Halloween movies. I came in at the end of Halloween 4, and I have to be honest, like at that point, I think I had seen that one in a theater when it came out and kind of realized that the train was off the tracks at that point, so I didn't see any of the other ones after then for a while. But then, because Halloween 5 was starting...
God.
I said, you know what? I'm going to watch just a little bit of it just to get back in the mood, and then I'm done with it. And then I read in the credits who's in this movie, and it's an actor who's very famous now, but when he made this, he wasn't very famous.
Kyle MacLachlan.
No, why was that?
I don't know.
Why was that your guess?
I'm just trying to think. I want to guess.
All right, so I'll tell you what the plot point was and see if, based on what I tell you about the character, if you can guess the actor who was not famous then. Now, to his credit, he had been in a couple of movies, one in particular that was a big hit.
What year was this Halloween 18
It
made?
Would have been 1989.
Hmm.
So that
Bill Paxton.
No. That's 30 years ago.
Okay.
I will tell you right now that actor is 50 years old.
Brian Bosnell.
Family Ties? Little Alex from Family Ties? No.
Okay.
He's 50 now?
He is currently 50 years old. He was 20 when he made this movie. The other clue was he had made one movie that was a really big hit, but he wasn't the star of it, but he was kind of a breakout star. He was a supporting character.
Ben Affleck.
Who everybody liked. It was not Ben Affleck. No. So here's the plot of the movie. See if this helps just a little bit.
Okay.
Matthew Perry.
No. Great guess.
Thank you.
Really great guess. In a weird way, he can be associated with Matthew Perry.
David Schwimmer.
No.
Matt LeBlanc.
No. Nope. The movie is about the fact that everybody in Haddonfield, Illinois, realizes that Michael Myers has done some very bad things to their community. And most of Haddonfield wants to make Haddonfield a happy place again because tourism is down because of Michael Myers over the years because he keeps coming back and killing people. So they want to make Haddonfield a happy and safe environment.
Paul Reubens.
But they're... Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, he would want things to be happy.
No, you're right. I shouldn't criticize because you're right. He is a guy that would want to make Halloween.
Can I just tell you, I swear to God, I'm not trying to be funny. These are just names that are coming into my head. And I'm glad they're amusing you so much.
They are.
Ted Danson came to my mind because...
But he's older than 50.
I know he's older.
Yeah. So everyone in Haddonfield has the mindset of, let's put Michael Myers and the horrible things he's done in the past, let's put that away. He's locked up. He'll never break out. Yes, he broke out in Halloween 2, and yes, he broke out in Halloween 3, and he did again in Halloween 4. But that doesn't mean he's going to break out of the asylum again and start terrorizing people. So let's go on and have a happy Halloween.
We're talking
shall we?
Austin Powers Mike Myers, right? Or no?
No, this is not that Mike Myers.
Oh, no. Okay. Mike Myers is the character.
I've never seen Halloween. I have no idea.
Oh, it's a scary...
Mike Myers from that Mike Myers calls himself Mike Myers, but this is Michael Myers.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So that's his character name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
And
that's okay. You're adorable. I just have to say that.
He wears a mask that is...
A hockey mask kind of
thing. But
do
you know... No, that's Jason.
I thought Halloween was Freddy Krueger. See, I don't know.
No, that's Nightmare on Elm Street.
All right, sorry.
Same kind of concept, though. What does he wear?
He wears a mask that is patterned after William Shatner. Did you know that? When they did the first Halloween movie, they were looking for a mask that they thought was appropriate for what this guy would be doing. And the mask that worked out was a William Shatner mask.
Really?
But it doesn't look... They've changed it a little bit. They've made it all kind of powdery white. You don't really recognize until you realize that it is William Shatner's face, because then it's very disconcerting to see William Shatner do such horrible things.
What's really disconcerting is it honestly looks like Richard Roper to me.
Yeah, there's a little bit of Richard Roper in there.
This with nothing, no face behind it.
That does look like Rich Roper. Yeah.
Tim, you can come and look, because, I mean, and it's like...
No, you're right.
It's a little Richard Roper.
I do, too. But I think Richard, as he was harming people... by use of a knife or blade, would also be talking a lot. Like, the way Michael Myers is he's very quiet. He's a very silent killer.
Yeah, I could never play that part. Nor could Roper.
No, I don't think he could. It would also be a conflict of interest for him to review that movie if he's the killer in these Halloween movies, don't you think?
Yes. This mask, which is available at Spencers.com, believe it or not.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yes. Who played Marty Funkhauser? The late, great...
Bob Einstein.
It looks like a combination of Bob Einstein and Richard Roper, and it's a Michael Myers full mask for Halloween, $69.99.
Oh.
That's expensive.
That is expensive, because that mask originally was probably $7 or $8.
Yeah.
Right? All right. So all of Haddonfield, Illinois has the mindset that we're going to put Michael Myers behind us, or Richard Roper, Wendy, and we're just going to enjoy ourselves a nice Halloween for a change, because every year on Halloween, he breaks out of the asylum, he goes on a terror streak. Enough of that. Let's have a nice, happy Halloween. But there's this one guy, this weird, freaky guy.
Jimmy Fallon.
No, but why would you have guessed Jimmy Fallon?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Freaky guy, though.
He's almost 50. He's
Jimmy's
coming.
Almost,
I think
yeah,
he's
I'm thinking
in
about people who are 50.
Right? Okay. So there's this one guy who's got this weird worship of Michael Myers. Like, he's got videotapes of all the crime scenes, and he likes... So he fancies himself, well, if Michael Myers...
Like a copycat kind of a thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
If Michael Myers can't come and do his bidding, as we say in the horror movie trade, I will step in and I will do horrible things to the town of Haddonfield, and then I will be legend, much like Michael Myers. So who would you cast as that guy? That teen that looks like they're one of us. Boy, what a friendly guy. He lives right over there. I see him all the time. That's a friendly guy. He would never do anything bad, but he's got this weird worship.
So the boy next door.
Joaquin Phoenix.
That is a great guess. It is not the right
Johnny
guess.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp was in which of the horror... He was in one of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. Yeah. So that's not an implausible guess either.
Okay.
Joaquin Phoenix would have been good.
That's such a good guess. I wish I could give you the credit on it, but it's not
Crispin
Joaquin.
Glover.
No. But he did. He also did one of those.
Yeah, I think so.
He was in one of those
also.
Can you
give us a different clue?
I have made 80 guesses.
I know.
I know this won't help, but it's a fun...
So tell us then.
In the credits, he uses his own real first name and his own last name, but he also uses his middle name. This isn't going to help you at all. His middle name, why would I...
Have I seen him in a television show?
Yes.
As a regular character?
Yes.
Is he more famous for movies or TV?
Both. He does them simultaneously.
Oh, wow. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Nope. Whoa, another great guess, but he's not 50. He's too young to be 50. But that guess makes all kinds of sense, because... Gordon Levitt did a ton of TV.
Joseph Gordon.
I just call him by his last name. When you don't have time, it's three names. It's a bonus hour. It's not a bonus 3 hours. I just
Third
say
Rock
Gordon
from
Levitt.
The Sun.
Right, but he did movies before, and then he did TV, and then after. Like, he's in The Juror. Do you remember that movie, The Juror?
Yeah, yeah.
He's just a little kid.
I have such
man.
A crush on him.
Do you? He's a very talented guy.
There's a great movie called Hesher that he was in that he plays a bad guy. It's really good.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's really good.
All right, I'll watch that.
You're stumping us.
As soon as you guys give up, just say, I will tell you. You don't have to give up.
Yeah.
So, movies and TV, regular character.
I will say this about him. He is...
George Wendt.
No, it's not George Wendt. No, he's over 50. You know how I said earlier, Kristen Bell, how could anyone not like Kristen Bell? That's impossible. I would apply that same exact logic to this guy. He's one of those guys, when you see him, you go, oh, I love that guy.
Oh, well, I was going to say Tom Cruise, but that's
why seeing
Shia LaBeouf.
He's not 50. And he's not, I don't know
I
that he's
him.
That, you love him?
I feel sorry
You like
for
the bad
him.
Boy.
Yeah, kind
he's
of.
He's a bad boy, Kim.
I never go shopping at Walgreens with him.
No, not a good idea.
You know what? That's a smart move.
I'm a smart girl.
That's not going to end well.
I don't go to Subway with Jussie Smollett. I don't go shopping.
That is Wendy's weekend advice.
That's
you have a card in your purse yeah. where it's like you match the celebrity yeah. with where you can't mm-hmm. go with them. It's like a tipping card that tells you what price you've spent and what you should tip.
I learned my lesson because I went to Subway with Jared.
Nah, don't.
I did. That's how I learned my lesson.
Do not.
I need more clues.
I'm trying to think of what I could possibly tell you
without giving
that wouldn't
away.
Flat out give it away. All right,
Bill Leff from the baseball movies.
Did somebody guess that?
Yeah.
Was that a texting guess? No, I was not in Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers. Nope. All right, I will tell you this. This is a clue that could put it... I almost hate to use this clue because this is one of the... You go, oh, well, now I know exactly who it is.
Can't you think of a clue before that clue?
An easier clue? A clue
harder
that doesn't...
clue.
Oh, right. It would be a harder clue, wouldn't it?
All right. So it's somebody who's going to do a copycat thing and
right.
re-look at them.
That you would not suspect. And that I think that's by design because in the script they needed a guy who just seemed like everybody's friend. He wouldn't hurt anybody. He's your friend, right? And that guy, the actor usually plays that guy, but not killing people. He rarely in the movies or TV is.
Johnny Galecki.
Oh, that's a great guess.
I've had several great guesses, and none of them right.
Your guesses are actually better than the right answer.
Maybe I should become a casting director.
You should definitely become a casting director. All right, I will throw out this qualifier. He is now part of the Marvel Universe.
Liam Neeson
and Hemsworth, both. No, it isn't anyone named Liam.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, no.
That's what I was just going to say.
Nope.
You suck.
Nope. It is not Robert Downey Jr. Is he 50? He's right around 50, isn't he?
He's probably older than 50.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. No, it is not Robert Downey Jr.
But you said it had something to do with Matthew Perry.
It's also not Morton Downey Jr., if you were going to guess him. It does have something indirectly. There is a definite link between this particular actor and Matthew Perry. No question about it.
I don't know. I'm done.
You give up? Kim?
Kim, do you give up?
Yeah,
Jasmine, do you have any idea or do you know who this is?
I think I know, but I'm going to be quiet.
I need one more hint. You said there was one that would give it away. Wouldn't you rather have us guess it than...
I would much rather have you guess it.
Not Matthew Broderick. He's a boy next door.
That last one was good, Bill.
That was a strong one, wasn't it?
That was a strong one.
The Marvel Universe clue? Kim, I have a special clue only for you. Wendy, you're not allowed to listen to this clue.
All right.
La, 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 no, you have to cover your ears and sing the la, la, la,
la, la. I just thought I could sing.
Kim, this is a clue only for you.
Okay.
He's Jewish, but most people don't know that.
Oi.
Very few people know that, and that was just discussed somewhere in a place of some prominence. I can't go into detail, but the fact that he is Jewish,
wow,
Wendy, I hope you're not listening
really
to this, because this
stumped.
Clue is only for Kim.
Jeremy Piven.
It is not Jeremy Piven. Although I think Jeremy went on a murder spree in real life. I think he did.
It wasn't murder.
No, it wasn't murder. Who said it was?
He ate a lot of sushi, Jeremy.
Right. Did you say that because you listened to the clue about him being Jewish, but nobody knows?
So, I didn't hear what you were saying.
All right.
Is he Jewish?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows he's Jewish, right?
Jeremy Piven, or the guy we're talking about?
Well, obviously. Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, everyone knows. Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
No. Jasmine and Bill are laughing at us, and can I just tell you, it hurts because they are in cahoots today, and it's bugging me.
Jasmine and I are friends. We're pal around. You guys are jealous. Yeah. Yeah. Adam Sandler would have been great in this movie.
I'm going to kill you.
Do you give up, Wendy?
I can't give up. I need another hint.
You have been so close.
Time's ticking.
All right, now let's go back to clue number one, which is he is indirectly related to Matthew Perry.
Related?
Well, he has, through the business of show, Wendy, through the business of show, they have worked together. Does that help or hurt? Am I emphasizing it too much or not enough?
Did we say Schwimmer?
Yeah.
I think you did mention David Schwimmer, who is Jewish, so.
Yes. And from Chicago.
And from Chicago, but it is not.
Is this guy from Chicago?
No.
Okay.
He's been here.
Justin Bieber.
Is Justin Bieber 50 already?
I don't know, but you're laughing at me, not with me.
That guy looks fantastic if he's 50. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's doing, but he's doing great. Guess one of the Jonas Brothers.
Kevin Jonas.
No.
Bonus Jonas?
No, it's not Bonus Jonas.
Is he a friend of Matthew Perry's, or did he work with him?
I don't know that they're friends. I don't think they're enemies. I know for a fact that they have worked together. I know that for a fact. Maybe more than once. Yeah, you know what? Definitely more than once. Does that help or hurt?
Who's the kid? Show me the money.
Jonathan Lipnicki? Yes. The little kid from Jerry Maguire? Yep, it's Jonathan.
It is?
No, it's not Jonathan Lipnicki.
He's not 50. He can't be 50.
He caught up to us.
He might be 50,
no,
guys.
No, he's nowhere near 50.
Jasmine, look up how old the kid from Show Me the Money
That would have meant when he played the little kid and Jerry Maguire was 34 years old.
Yeah.
He's not 50.
Hugh Grant's not Jewish.
No, I don't think. I'm pretty sure he's
Well,
not.
I'm trying to go out on a limb.
He's British.
Well, you can be Jewish and
you can't
British.
Be both.
Lincoln.
From Walking Dead?
Yes.
No, it's not Andrew Lincoln. Nope. Mm-mm.
Are they usually play comedies, or they usually
He is
play?
Best known for comedies, but he has played dramas, and in this particular instance was in a very bad horror movie, and that is Halloween 5, Revenge of Michael Myers.
Pauly Shore.
He fits some of the criteria.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not all the criteria, but he does fit some of the criteria. It is not, you'll be shocked to learn it is not Pauly Shore.
Neil Patrick Harris says a listener. Paul Rudd says another listener.
That listener is right.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
He's British.
No, he's Jewish. He's not British.
I said you can be British and Jewish.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard he's British.
Paul
in the movie,
Rudd.
In the credits, he bills himself as Paul Stephen Rudd. Keep in mind, this movie was made in 1989. That's 30 years ago. He was 20 years old. He had already been in a couple of movies. Wasn't a leading man type.
Right.
But he's in this movie, and he's
What's
not...
What's his relation to Matthew Perry, though? What were they?
He was on Friends for the last year and a half. Remember, he's the one who eventually married Phoebe at
Phoebe's
the end of...
Phoebe's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's the first time I saw him.
Was that the first time you saw
Paul Rudd?
I think
so, probably.
Was it really?
What was he in prior to that?
And who is
Clueless?
He in the Marvel world?
That was before Friends?
Yeah. I think Clueless might have been his first movie ever. That's where he's Alicia Silverstone's stepbrother, but they fall in love and no one thinks it's weird but me.
Well,
did you ever see the end of that movie? She falls in love with her stepbrother, and everyone in the theater is like, yay! And I'm like, you guys, did you miss the part where that's her stepbrother? Did
well,
anyone see
it's
that?
Not, they're not related. I'm not saying it's
know,
your first choice.
Still, it's a little out there.
I'm just sitting there like so freaked out by that ending, and everybody's leaving with a big smile on their faces. I'm like, no, guys, that's a brother. That's a stepbrother and a stepsister.
Paul Rudd. I would never have gotten that in a million years.
Yeah, Paul Rudd, or at the time, Paul Michael Rudd. Not Paul Michael Rudd, Paul Stephen Rudd. I was thinking of Paul Michael Slater or whatever his name is. Here's another weird thing that this is only for me, Kim, so don't feel left out. I read the credits of this movie, and the guy who directed this is a neighbor of mine.
Wow. In Evanston?
Yeah.
Paul Rudd's your neighbor?
No, Paul Rudd is not my neighbor.
The producer. Is he still producing?
The guy who directed it.
The director?
The director.
Is he still directing?
Yeah. He's the one, what would he, you know him best for? He did The Wire. Yeah. He did one of the SVU shows. Is there SVU Miami? That's a show, right? He did that one.
What's his name?
Joe Chappelle is his name. He lives like three blocks away from me. Because I'm watching this movie, and I'm like, I didn't know this movie even existed, and it's so weird that Paul Rudd is in it.
And then there's other
semi-celebrities in it. Like, do you know who Kim Darby is?
Mm-mm.
Remember the movie True Grit with John Wayne and Glenn Campbell?
Mm-hmm.
Kim Darby's the little girl in that movie.
Now
she's much, much older. She plays...
she's over 50.
Yeah, she is over
50. Jonathan Lipnicki, by the way.
Is?
29. I'm sorry. I thought,
you know, he was 50 already.
I thought that movie was a long time ago.
It was, but not that long ago.
The kid from Sixth Sense is in his 70s now. Did you know that?
No, you're not funny.
I see old people.
He sees himself.
Well, that's Paul Rudd, huh?
Paul Rudd in this Halloween 5 movie, and it's really funny because I love seeing him on talk shows. Paul Rudd is always very funny when he does any of the late-night talk shows.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone bring this up or show a clip. Like, that's the kind of thing, if you have Paul Rudd as a guest,
right,
you go, hey, I don't want to embarrass you, but I got to show this clip.
Right.
And you show a little scene
right
of him being this...
Especially this time of year.
Yeah.
He was just on some late-night talk show recently. I just saw him.
Wasn't he on
James Corden? No, was he sleeping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was him.
Yeah.
Right, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right, or last week.
Yeah.
Last week. He was just on, you know, the Zach Galifianakis movie? It's the
Between Two Ferns,
but
yeah,
it's the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so that's where he's asked by Zach Galifianakis why he's hiding the fact that he's Jewish.
Oh, that's so funny. I didn't see it yet. But
really funny.
He's Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of Halloween and late night shows, Jimmy Kimmel last night said he will be doing the Halloween thing sometime next week. He didn't give a specific day.
I can't wait.
So
I'm going to DVR every show until it's on.
Yeah.
Did
you see him last night?
No, I didn't get to see.
He and everybody on stage, they were dressed as orange circus peanuts. It was very funny. And he said, I don't really know where this came from, except I think it's because I said I want to be the same color as our president.
That's very, very funny. That's funny.
And somebody from Variety talked to him about him being, they talked about Halloween 5 with
him. Oh, they did?
Yeah, it's out there somewhere.
It's, you know what, it's fun to watch because he's become such a well-developed actor, and at the time I know he was only 20 years old, he was just starting out, I get that, but it's funny because you can kind of see the instincts at work. They're not quite in place yet because he's such a young guy. It doesn't look like it was 30 years ago. He's aging incredibly well. I don't know what he's doing
on James Corden.
Yeah But it's so funny to see a guy who's reached some prominence now back in the early days trying to carry this movie because it's such a funny movie.
Now I want to see it.
It's not worth watching the whole movie. It's worth watching like 5 minutes of just to get the flavor and go, oh, yeah, that's what Paul Rudd was like all those years ago. Kim, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
That's
on
good
the mat.
News.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break and then we'll say goodbye next. It's Bill Effens, Wendy Snyder on WGN.
Good night.
That's all she wrote for today.
That's it, Wendy. We gave and we gave and we gave, and there's nothing left to give.
Sorry to Jonathan Lipnicki.
For making him age at three times the normal rate. Yeah, that was weird. That was strange. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Some of us will see you on Monday.
Have a nice day off.
Bye, Wendy.
Fall back.
I'm gonna.
See you, Bill.
Bye.
And now do we.
Serving the great Midwest from Chicago, this is WGN at AM 720 on your radio and on smart devices anywhere just by saying play WGN Radio on TuneIn.
WGN Chicago.
A Nexstar Media Group station.